John Batchelor with Victor Davis Hanson of the Hoover Institution, writing in American Greatness about the president's handling of classified documents when he was not the vice president. It all comes to several hundred pages in the Hur report, named for a special prosecutor named by the Department of Justice. And it turned on a presentation by the president last week. Suddenly, a press conference called hastily. We're told the media was given 20 minutes to get there, and there was not the usual setting of press remarks by a president at the White House. And the president's remarks were peeved and direct and blunt and strangely odd given the circumstances. Victor, since then, again and again, I see this quote from Robert Hur about a well-meaning man with an elderly man with a poor memory. Victor, that describes me. Exactly. I'm a well-meaning elderly man with a poor memory. I have to write things down. You're not as old as I am, Victor, but you can feel it now in your seniority that those will be the days when people help you remember things. Why is the president so exercised? He's healthy for a man of his age, very healthy.
Yes, he is, but I think what he knows and what the American people know is being president is not driving an Uber or being a lawyer or being a teacher or being a broadcaster or public intellectual or an editorial writer. It's the toughest job mentally and physically in the world, and it requires somebody to show and demonstrate they're at their top of their mental and physical health. In that category, he's not. It's not about age alone. And so he had this press conference very quickly, and it was to show us that he was in control. But, of course, he lost his temper. He was uneven. He said things that were categorically untrue. I mean, there's no other way to characterize when he says, these files were not classified. They were. He said that they were in a secure location. They weren't. That photograph in the report of Mr. Hur shows it just a mess in that garage, a rickety garage, and trash all around, and the box is half torn. And he said he notified people right away. He didn't. We know in 2017 he remarked on tape that he had taken out classified files. He waited 6 years, and he only reported them when he was afraid that the special counsel appointment was looming and people might ask for symmetrical treatment between the target of a Trump and himself. So there were all these inconsistencies. Then when he mixed up the president of Egypt, El-Sisi, and Mr. Obrador, it just confirmed what he was trying to disprove. So it was a disastrous press conference, and I think it's renewed questions. Not only will he be able to be the nominee, i.e., is there a machination that the left can think of to get rid of him? Get rid of him is a cruel term, but to displace him, take his delegates at the convention in August and give them to somebody else, or will he even be able to fill out the next 9 or 10 months of his tenure? He got on a plane yesterday and he went up the steps and everybody was looking, and he had two halting steps where he seemed to lose his balance, and he's one fall away from a catastrophe. And I'm speaking as a 7-year-old, just had a bad fall myself, so I know what I'm talking about. And I feel like, you know, I'm pretty good health for 70, but I don't think I quite would qualify to be president of the United States. I can tell you that.
In the press conference, the president also made other remarks. You'd have to say they were tangential to the matter. He spoke poorly of Israel and the work it is doing to defend itself. We've discussed how many countries are attacking Israel right now. He spoke poorly of the media, who were doing the best they could, shouting across a room. He spoke poorly of Mr. Hur. He spoke poorly of his own Justice Department. It is peculiar. It is peculiar demonstration. Now, can we put this down as he had a bad night, or is there a pattern here? We have about a minute.
No, he also blamed his staff, as he always does, for their files being taken out. And they should just release the audio version of Mr. Hur's report and let the people decide who brought up the tragic death of Bo Biden, under what circumstances, and let him listen to the president and see if that characterization of his conversation was warranted. That's easy to do. But he's losing his temper more and more and more. I don't know if that's a sign of age, but he always had that problem. Going back 30 years in the Senate, he was known as fiery and explosive and prone to, you know, you ain't black and you're a junkie, and yes. Barack Obama's the first black man. So those traits have just accelerated, and the veneer of self-control has been worn away, and we're kind of seeing Biden in the raw in a way that we've never seen before. We've only seen glimpses of it when he was younger.
Victor Davis Hanson of the Hoover Institution. I'm John Beck.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.